Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychics Gone Wild. It's Friday. For all of you fans and friends and people just tuning in to get to meet us, this is Jethro Smith. I'm the founder of this wild blog talk radio show that we use our skills, psychics, mediums, intuitives, to give you readings, fun, and entertainment. With a lot of friends writing in today, we do encourage that. Please, those of you tuning in, go to the 773-897-6461 if you'd like to be a part of the show. And if you wouldn't, you can also listen to us on iTunes. I say we, but today I'm with a phenomenal individual that you're going to love dearly. This is an actor, producer, psychic medium, and community activist. She has been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8, and has since went on radio, TV, television. We know her and love her as the Dear Sweet Patty, and it's Patty Negri. How are you, Patty?
I'm excellent. It's a new year. It's fabulous. It's been beautiful here in Los Angeles. I had great holidays. I'm very excited about this new year. It's going to be a good one. I can smell it.
I love it. Now, you know, with all of you, we've had Patty predict some things that have been very accurate, so all of you guys can take that one to the bank. We've got friends writing in to go, we're so glad it's finally Friday, and we've got all these questions, and I want you guys to go to the Real Psychics Gone Wild room, or you can go over to Psychic Chat if you'd like to join and be in our show and put your answers in. I'm looking through here, and I've got some of you Skype friends that are writing me. Please go over to that Facebook, but I'll give it to you tonight, because we've got a show, and here you guys are writing me. You're like, Ron's writing in, he's going, Jethro, ask Patty if it's true that magic has to be something within the family. I have nobody in my family that's ever been involved in this, but I am very interested. I have a few books that I've bought, and I keep reading them, but so far I guess you would say I'm a sneaking magic man, because I read these things and then I haven't really done much with it. Can I do these things, or should I wait until I find out I have someone in my family who does this?
No. And what... And a lot of times when, not at all, if you have it in you, if you have that desire, if you have that draw, you have it. It may not be in your direct family, your bloodline family, but a lot of times your family, your tribe, is not necessarily your bloodline family at all. So, but if you are feeling that draw to any kind of magical working or cosmology or spiritual belief system, follow that. It's in your blood, and that doesn't mean the blood from your mother and father directly. So anyone, I believe, can learn to do it. Those who are really drawn to do it can also pull it out of their self, and once they start working, they'll start going, oh, yeah, this sounds familiar to me. Oh, yeah. And again, it does not mean that it was your direct, literal parents. You just might be from a long line that you don't even know about.
Very cool. And I've got a lot of you, I didn't know that. I've had other individuals ask me, Patty, through the years, that I thought there was something about it had to be close to generations. So it does not matter if it's a great-great aunt or an uncle or a grandmother, as long as you're enjoying what you're doing, right?
Yes, and it truly may not be, your tribe may not be bloodline at all. I mean, a lot of time it is, and you're going to get a 7th generations and this and that, and my mother was this and my father was that. But a lot of times somebody comes out of nowhere and their parents just didn't have it, or if they had it, didn't ever show a moment of it because they had a different belief system, or you just were a little alien born into it.
I hadn't thought of that, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
okay, and we've got another gentleman right here. Patty, I've had this told to me before that there are different trees that resonate to people in magic. I'm not sure, but for some reason I feel like that I very much resonate with the birch. I've been studying up on it. Is it possible it's my past life? Should I use some of the magic I've heard about using with nature and something? They're talking about Green Man. They're saying that there's a magic with Green Man?
They certainly could be. I work with Green Man a lot, and every tree has its own spirit, yes. And in my cosmology, there's a whole thing, and I'm blanking out on the name of it. It's working with different kinds of woods. You know, like a rowan wood does this, a blackthorn does that, a this does that. I work with them all, but I don't have them memorized, so off the top of my head, I couldn't. But if you were drawn to birch, yes. Hug a birch. Have a wand out of a birch. Look at the thing. Well, I don't know that one that it's a past life thing, but it's probably a connection to the spirit of the birch tree.
Oh, my gosh, I love this. And Patty, I've heard that if you make your own wand, that it not only enhances and empowers it by your own energy, but the uniqueness of that, the wood that you're working with becomes part of your lineage and your youth. Have you heard of that? Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me. I don't know about the lineage part, but it certainly makes sense to me. I just hadn't heard that. But yes, anything you make yourself in any form, whether you're carving a wand or cutting a wand or you're finding the best stick to make something out of, you know, even if you get into poppet work or mojo bags or any kind of thing, even candle making, if you have the skill for it, anything you could do yourself, because that's the magic, is the intent put into it.
And I love what you guys are writing. And yes, sorry, cut off here. Patty, they're asking about the what would you suggest they utilize with some of the things that they could add to it to make it more magical, their wand?
Oh, well, number one is intent. Intent, intent, intent. Either that it's just a conduit, it's an open up to spirit, is it an energy directional, is it a opener like a laser beam, or do you want this to be a particularly a healing wand or a love wand or just an expansive, an amplifier wand? You know, work connected and then sit with it, you know, just get to know it, feel the spirit of the elemental within that wood, see what it has to tell you, not just what you have to tell it. Then you could do all sorts of things if you want to. You work with crystals, work with stones. A lot of times I've put like a quartz crystal on the end, and sometimes different stones representing the chakras up and down it, like in the line of the chakras. Copper wire is very, very helpful because it's a nice conduit. You could sometimes hold those stones on with copper wire.
Love that. And those of you tune in on the stones, remember, I've gotten a lot of times you write to me and say, I'm a Gemini, so I should use Tiger. I love Topaz, but I'm not crazy about it, and I'm a Scorpio. Remember, go with what resonates to you. A stone has more than just the energies. One of the things that my second teacher, who was a white witch, a very phenomenal white witch, was Abby. She taught me something real quick. Enjoy and love it like a child. Go out there, put your hand down, put your dominant hand, feel that stone. If you pick up a piece of tanzanite in the store, which is expensive, but you pick it up and it resonates to you and it rings with you and it goes with you, you can work with other stones that are comparable. Amazonite, there's other stones with it. Get to know your stone person. If the stone seller tells you, you have to have this $190 tanzanite, explain to him, you know, you have a little bit of a budget and you'd like to keep your lights on. There's no reason that you have to buy this, because what you do is you resonate with it. I have had individuals who've worked with for years. A good thing is ruby or garnet, and I was very fortunate that I have a friend now who knows that my girlfriend collects and loves garnet, but it works as strong as a ruby, but it's a little less priced. So what you do when you go to feel that is you hold onto it with your dominant hand, that's the hand you write with, you relax and you feel that stone. If it's going at a slow, calm pace, that means not only it's rings to the male side, yin and yang balance, but it also resonates to you. If it's very cold, it's just like a lover. If someone is giving you the stare and they're not happy, you might want to take that date home and say thank you. If they're giving you that romance, that feeling of energy, that sensation in your gut feeling, that's the stone. You will oftentimes feel a tingle or a positive sensation. If it's a higher vibration, it resonates to the female, and then you want to feel the energy, same thing, but you hold the stone. I've had people tease me, they go, Jethro, you really go with it, but there's numerology, and that's the reason that the stones work. So let's say, and I'm just going to quickly go through, you have a tiger eye, which is a $2 stone, but you decided you'd rather work with something a little higher, and you get something that's more resonating of gypsum. Gypsum's about a $12, $15 stone. But then you go to the store and you use what's there. And if it says this stone, amethyst, works with your dreams and is magical, and you love amethyst, we all do, but today it doesn't feel right, it means that your vibration, your aura is resonating to something else. Pick up something different. Go a little wild. Pick up an opalite. The female energy and the strength there, if it's opening and you get a tingle, guess what? Maybe it wants to open your third eye. Work with the stones. They love you, and it's just like they know what you need. So those of you tuned in, that's a little teaching from Jethro. We got Patty here. We're having a blast. It's Friday, and it's Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you tuning in, we gave away a lot of prizes. The cartitures are on the psychicsgunwall.com. All 10 prizes were given away. I've got a lot of you guys writing me. I am emailing you or messaging you on Facebook. Please get with me. I've got all your names down, and all the hosts and hostesses had winners, and we all love all of you. Our big prize winner was Laura Victor for Patty Negri's, and she was so excited. She made all of us laugh so much that she loves her moonstone. That was a stone she was collecting. It will be going out with her prizes here from Tampa. So she'll receive those within 2 to 3 days. Please, you guys that are getting them, I am trying to utilize your email to confirm, and I am having them do a signature at your house. I had someone laugh. Why? They love me and Patty's pictures. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why. We had T-shirts fly all over the country. We found out that at one time I had a person picking up the mail. Now I deliver it myself to the post office, because the gentleman was never my postal man, but I thought he was. He was really nice. He kept taking T-shirts until I psychically read him. Like, what are you doing? How come you're over there? A little silly here, but what we want you guys to do is make sure you confirm. So it'll come to you in your house, at your place. It will just have to have a signature. It doesn't have to be the person, but it's doing that for your safety, because I want you guys that want the prize to get it. I had someone ask me, how do I remedy this? Send it to an address of someone you love. I got to tease you guys. I have a brother, and I love him dearly. He knows that. We're different of energy. He stays home. He works at home. He's a very strong engineer, very phenomenal man. But what happens is I would send things, and that way he would be at home to pick it up. Do you see what I'm saying? You guys have someone around a place that's going to be there to sign for it that you trust. And more importantly, that loves Psychics Gone Wild, because we don't want them to go, why are they sending me stones and cute pictures of people on T-shirts? So those are how we do it. I've got a lot of you guys messaging me. Marley's asking, Jethro, please ask Patty, if I'm supposed to be with a man that I love, and he keeps telling me that he can't be with me until the moon is right, I wonder, should I give him the slip or should I keep him?
Well, the moon is right is pretty darn vague. I would tell him that answer's not good enough, unless he really is a moon expert, which I have the feeling he's not. Tell him you guys would have to communicate more is my thought. What do you think, Jethro? You're the love expert on this, too.
Oh, I agree very much with Patty. And I've got to tell you, you know, you love just because you love. And when someone automatically starts doing this, I had a person for years that I'm into this very much, and yet the person was really awkward about dating me because she wasn't sure if the way my rising was, if this was going to work out. Well, I give her the fact of astrology. You don't want a bad relationship. Long story short, we became very good friends, still are friends to this day, and we joke about it. She's very happily married. I'm very happily in my relationship. And if the guys or something is doing that, you just love because you love. So when someone starts saying the moon, there's something usually behind it. She did tease me afterwards, and she joked. She goes, Jethro, you were always so silly. I knew she was very ambitious, and she took a very strong path, and that's okay. But please, when it comes to love and relationship, guys, remember the word karma. She's an ornery girl. If you put it out there, and you're saying to someone, I'm not going to be, because the moon's just not the flavor for me, it usually comes back and karma goes, here's someone real intense. You put your heart out there, and they're going, I'm sorry, but the sun doesn't smell right. Be careful there. Be careful, because, you know, and Lady Love is with it. We've got a lot of callers, Patty. They're just blinding in. Patty's Jethro tonight. We've got people going, oh, my gosh, Jethro, American Federation, psychics. We heard the news. Jan, we're hearing the great news about Jan Bachdrake. He became American Certified. And we have a couple of our listeners and followers asking, Patty, what does that entail, and what do they do if they would like to become certified?
Okay, if you would like to become certified, talk to me. No, look up who we are and what we are. American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. You could type all that out, or you could just type out amcpm.org, AM for American, CPM for Certified Psychics and Mediums.org, and everything is listed there. there is checks done on you, like background checks that you haven't gone to jail for fraud and things like that, that you haven't been a scam artist, you know, claiming to take demons off of people throughout the West. You are tested. You are tested and certified. Jan just went through it. She actually, I was her tester on that, and I had her read four people. But she was beautiful. She rang through. We get bios. We get information from you. We look at any websites, any web presence that you have. But again, we want really good professional, more than anything else, you know, legitimate, ethical psychics and mediums and astrologers. And because it's a beautiful thing, and we're still young and growing, and it's a wonderful thing. You get a web page on the site, plus you get it books and magazines and different things at various times throughout the year.
I love it. And it's phenomenal. As a member, I can tell you get to meet phenomenal people like Patty. You get to have friends and support that they don't also tell. We are a family of lightworkers together, because what we're doing is we're putting out the real, honest truth that this is not only viable, and that we do have the proof that we are certified, because it is actual. So we are on a mission to also prove those who know, we kind of work on the fact of pride in that. So those of you tuning in, definitely it's something very advocate. It's a great honor. I get very emotional when we talk about it. It's one of the best parts of my life. It's something I look forward to for years as a person that worked as a solitary person, having people tease, going, okay, to have your own family, birds of a feather flock together. Remember, those of us of light claws are out there doing this strong work. You know, you have this strength, you have this friendship. You also have a very positive with Maximilian, who's a very strong gentleman who's looking at this and working with it and asking us questions to get it out there to enlighten others of what and who we are. So I love it. I kind of get emotional when we do it. Anyway, Jan Bautrecki is our latest wild one that just went American certified. And I've got people writing in there going, Jeff Dorino, I have to know if my girlfriend Danielle keeps playing with this stuff and lighting candles, will I have to worry someday that she may make a doll of me, because that scares me. Oh my gosh. Okay. And if so, who do I get a hold of if this doll is made so that it doesn't do any harm? Well, you got to quit fearing, huh?
Yeah, quit fearing. And number one, does she work in manipulative dark arts? I mean, most magical practitioners don't. And she shouldn't make a doll of you without your permission. And most dolls, at least by everybody I know, are done for good. They're done for love. They're done for money. They're done for healing. They're done for health. But usually most puppets are done for yourself or for somebody else with permission. So if she makes one without your permission, then I would start questioning a whole lot of things other than just the little doll.
And I've got to tease some of you. Now, you've got to realize, I mean, you guys write me this. Now, you know that who the person is with you. Go with, like Patty's saying here, with the energy of things she's doing with your gut feeling. I kind of want to laugh at you. At first, I had to read that and make sure. You know, think of this in logical terms. You have a person here who's very loving and caring with you, and yet they keep offering you all these different nice little delectable spices and their wonderful food, and you love that person. You have found someone who's got a very good culinary art. That person may be very Wiccan or of light work or just a very good cook, culinary art. And you enjoy that. It's the same kind of thing. If you get someone who's serving you Pop-Tarts and they're terrible, and every time you're with them you feel very nervous, your gut feeling saying, this person isn't good for you. I think you guys think of Disney World with this, don't you, Patty? I mean, they're like, you can feel it. You know, it's not like, oh my gosh, she's just a cute little cherish, I want to take her home. If somebody's doing spooky, usually it shines all over.
Yeah. Yeah. Way more. In everything. And how, you know, their energy field. So.
And remember that for you new people, you individuals, those of you who read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, I have another one coming out. One thing that I worked with in my 20s is I had not been taught this, and this is something I do. If you feel that sensation, it's okay to put up boundaries and be safe of it. I was raised at a younger time where we all worked together, and it was such few of us, as I was saying earlier, that I worked with an individual for almost 2 years until I realized, and she basically let me know she was not of good intent, and she really couldn't stand me or others. She felt very insecure about readings. If anybody was around, they were competition. I was very gullible, and I went through a lot of misery, sick. I had some other odd things happening in my life, and it was her throwing them. I did have the guts at that age in my gullibleness to ask her, why is this odd feeling? Why do I get sick to my stomach? Why do I have... And she let me know that she really preferred to work alone, and she didn't know why the person at the store put my face before her. So I'll put it politely. And so we agreed to disagree. Light and dark sometimes cannot... They're not supposed to, and very often do not share the same place. So if there is something going on, don't point the finger, but find out what it is. It could also be karma. I mean, a lot of times you guys will say, I've had this friend, and they're just really getting to me. Now, if they're making you tired, they may be a psychic vampire. Do a little study on this. I really am upset with the new age sometimes that they've wrote out. Someone comes in your life, huh, Patty, and it's like, okay, this person's a little different. You don't see me and Patty automatically up go the banisters, out go the work. I call Patty, please, Patty, put up a shield around me to save me from them. We work with the energy because there may be a lesson there. But in the same common sense, if it starts to hurt you or it becomes odd, that's where you take that stand.
Yep.
So we love all of you new listeners that are tuning in. We've got James is writing in. I think that this is the best show yet, Jethro. I'm learning so much. Slow down so I can take notes.
I get
to go and I get excited. I love my job. Okay, we'll take a phone call and I'll chill the pill. Here we go. Oh, it's 330. What do you know? 330.
Hi, this is Tina.
Welcome, Tina, to our lovely hour of Psychics Gone Wild. Are you enjoying what you're hearing, or do you think we should be locked up?
No, I'm enjoying it very much.
Good. I welcome. This is Jethro, the fast talker, and Patty, the cool one, ready to help you.
I'm in a really bad situation. I'm going through a divorce, and my husband had my daughter taken from me. And I'm fighting him in court. Do you see me getting her back? Can you tell, and how soon, if I do get her back?
What I'm getting is you really have to take the high road, come in strong and in integrity, and you really can. That will stand out. But you got to.
Okay,
you can't play dirty games or try to match up to his dirty games or. Take the high road is what spirit keeps telling me. Jethro?
I'm seeing wings. It says fly above it, rise above it.
Yeah.
Patty, rise above this. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. Be the wiser one. The best way to play is not to play. Also, you need some energy of some very strong people who not only are character witness. I mean, I love your family. I know people do this. Do get people outside of it who have degrees. You have to have some people that are saying, I am working with her. You need to be a little humble here that you've went and talked to maybe, I know that they do counseling with other people. There's, you know, people say, I can't afford it. Don't go in and pay $180 to sit on a couch with Easy Graw. Sit down and talk with a center or someplace and say, I want to talk with someone because you need to have...
I have a counselor and she's on my side and she is going to go to court for me.
Good, because that's what they're showing me with the scale. They're showing me those kind of work with it. I do feel that you're in for a fight, girl, but you know what? It's your karma, and I feel you're going to get it. And I, like Patty said, don't let it do it, because there's some test with this man. We both got it right away. He's kind of like got this sneer and kind of a scary coyote thing going on. He's like trying to play... Get her mad, because you do have a temper, Tina. We love you dearly, but be honest, you have a little bit of an edge there. You know, you're messing with your kids now, and that's a whole new game most people don't want to do if they want to live another day. You know?
Right, so, that's it, exactly. And this has been going on for 8 months, and he really played dirty. And I just didn't know if it's going to turn around on him, or I've been waiting 8 months, and it's just driving me crazy by now.
Oh, I feel you're in for a little bit of fight. We both are getting that. Dear prayers for you. Please go into our Psychic Scum World room. I'd like you to win. Tonight we're giving away some rose quartz, and it's something that's very unconditional love. It's something that needs the energy. A lot of times I went through my separation, even with this gift of knowing, you can hold it, and it will put that unconditional feeling. It'll make you feel that energy, and it will relax it, because sometimes it's just instinct when it's your children. Your first thing is to go, take them out, you know, take them out, and we can't do that, because, you know, you're right on. I feel what you've got. You are doing a plan. I feel you're very much in the right park. They tell me that the scale will be turned, and it looks like there's going to be, but you do have a little bit of a fight that he has some people that are not going to play nicely, and you've got to rise above it.
Okay.
Yep.
Love you, Tina. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Please
thank
follow
you.
And tell your friends about us. We're out here being wild.
I will. Thank you so much.
Gutina for calling in. You guys, I love when you guys call in. You make me feel so good. We've got some friends here. I read it the other night. Those of you tuning in on New Year's Eve, Brenda Epperson, you rock. You wrote me the most beautiful letter. I want to thank you personally. You sent me some gifts back. I mean, this is the most wildest thing. The first time we've ever had one of our people win a prize. She wrote in on Patty Negri's show that she was hooked and loved Patty, became a Patty. I love Patty. And ironically, I sent her the present, and before she got her presents that she won from Psychic's Gone Wild, she sent me a gift. So I tease you, and Brenda, I want to thank you. We did love them. I'm a little, she teased me, I'm a little crazy on the chopsticks, but I am learning. I like to do the fork. It's faster and more food for an eater like me. But I love you, and thank you for the gift. We are going through the Wallace Bank Patty. James, you got in the phone call. Are you here, James?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
This is a Jamie now. Come on. You little name changer. You scared me. You got the name. How are you doing?
I'm good.
God, I'm so glad you called it. This is Jethro and Patty, and I want to tease you. There's an energy going a little bit, so bear with it. If you hear a little kooky on the phone, it'll be all right. It's called We Get Wound at the Energy, and Blog Talk goes a little kooky, so just... If you get there, I'll pick you back up. Talk to me a little bit, and Patty will get to help you, but your energy's really high.
Well, I'm glad it seems high. It doesn't feel that high for me.
Oh, my God. If this is your low, girl, when you get high, don't call us because we don't have that assist in the system. Listen from afar. We love you, but you break things when you're like that. No, I'm teasing you. This is just being silly. Sorry. It's New Year's, and I'm all excited. Go ahead. Here, I'll be good.
Well, I just wondered if you have any information. One of my kids is a bit of a challenging situation. I'm not sure how to best to handle it. Are you laughing?
No. I'm thinking very deeply. I apologize with the sound effects. I told you this phone. I don't know what you're doing, but I now have a headset that's a different shape than it was when we started this.
I've got that too. Can we have your child's first name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay? Okay. I'm getting fuzzy, but so that's helpful. No, but with something about regeneration, does that make sense to you? Something is being renewed, regenerated, or
well,
needs to be?
Yeah, she's grown up, and she's back staying with me, so.
Okay. I'm getting something about definite need of boundaries from you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yep.
And as much as she doesn't want them, she needs them or see them. It's your house, right? Your house.
Yeah.
They don't have to be said meanly or anything like that, but just like, this is what the situation is and this is what you need. You know, no finger pointing, not you. Just like, this is what I need within this space. I think the is there a bit of a respect problem?
Yep. All of the above.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So again, you have to expect what Spirit's telling me is that, again, give her as much respect as you can, and you have to expect respect from her. People are going to live into your expectations of them. And if
yeah.
you think there's going to be, you know, problems going on and issues, she's going to live into that. So kind of switch up your thinking. Again, think of her as a grown-up. Think of her as somebody who communicates and respectful and start treating her like that. And I bet if she comes out of if she'll at least count up a little bit. She's got a bunch of stuff to work through on her own, and she's rebelling kind of like a teenager.
Oh, I've told her, like,
right?
She's more like a 14-year-old. She's acting
yeah.
like she's like back in high school, and it's like, come on.
Right.
So she has broken
on,
the boundaries.
Oh, no, you're fine. And Patty, I apologize. We're cutting off today. A little energy. We're going here. I do feel that's part of the energy now. I've got with the daughter, but that's why I'm feeling this energy. You two are like two rockets. And then this energy is going, boom, and this other conjugate energy is doing it. And I laugh as a man. That's the worst place to be, is between two women, because this energy, it's a no-winner for me. Because each time I go to read the energy, they're telling me that you two are, and like Patty said, boundaries, all the words that Patty was saying with each other, that this is not the first time you two have done this argument or fight, but this is the one you really, it has to be significant, because you've repeated bad karma by not listening or understanding each other. You two have like a love-hate thing here a little bit or something.
Yeah, she does. I don't know where it comes from, but it's nothing, you know, she's got a huge hate on for me, and any problems that she's had, they all...
And you know what that is? A parent of many children isn't very good at it. That also is part of the fact that she does look to you, and yet she's blaming you for something that's ongoing on with her. And I've laughed. I've teased mine all the way up into my almost 30-year-old children, I'm telling my age, that sometimes it all of a sudden clicks in them that really you were the one helping, but it's easier to take it on the one you love. That's why the love and hate book.
Yeah, and totally. And I totally get that, but I still don't want to enable it in my house. That's
you're doing the right thing, and I'm proud of you. I'm so sorry, because I feel like you have to stand tough. I see you doing the boundaries. I feel you're in the right with her. I do feel that there is, I'm going to say this out of my own spiritual belief, I think maybe some hypnosis or something for her, because there's something in there triggering that has to do from the past. It has nothing but what you did. It could be a simple thing of something was going on with her. I've had friends that I've even in the womb. I mean, I've worked with people who've had this spiritually. Something was going on. I feel that she knows that you are all of that. You are her mom. And I think the other part, but I feel there's something there that once it was done, or a little bit of work, let her get grounded back into her red, and she can take her power and quit trying to take your power. Because she's trying to pull your power to her is what I keep seeing.
Oh, yeah. And that's just not working for me.
Brave girl, I teased you when we first started this, but when you first got on the phone, you made this place all turn red. Now I know why, because I was like, oh, please don't break it. We want to play for another 30 minutes. And you were like, okay, you're like, I don't feel really up. I'm like, I don't know what you're feeling, but you're scaring me. But now it makes sense. And it's like the energy is telling me that there's going to be, I feel there's a change in this other. I do feel that there's something here with a past link with you two. And I know, a very good, you wouldn't have to be a hypnotist, or like Patty could get with someone who spiritually could read with this, do a little of, you know, Patty, I don't know which, and I'm not trying to be mean, but Patty did work for me. It's a magic energy she does, and she gets you to do swirling energy that she puts you through an energy that releases some of that stuff that's hooked in your red. It's from a past life, and I see it, I see hers and yours entwined. So one of you would get with Patty. Patty would have to let you know which one. I know she did it for me, but I was in a point where I wanted to trade my dad in, and I couldn't. They wouldn't take me back. I raised him all the best I could, but we ended up in a funny relationship now. But Patty did this work for me over 2 years ago. So I can tell you, you're calling in for a reason. It's just, it hit me right in the tummy, and it made me go, oh, my goodness. And I felt sorry for you. I could feel the hurt, and then I realized that there's something there. My father and me found it after Patty helped me that we had a life where we weren't nice in that life, and we brought it into this life. Or sometimes we were just, like your daughter, going at it, and I can relate. So please get with one of, you know, one of our readers, one of our people, and I can see you two, I can see you building the bond, because I get the tears there. I feel your angels wanting you two to do it, but you're right. You just, she's got a chill moment. She's got to just stop. Uh-oh. It woke up the dog. Now, the sound of the wolf is also the love of the animal. We hope, did that help you? I thank you for calling in. We are wild, and we're going there. We've got many of you coming in. You've got to, guys, be careful. If you push and shove, you will break the glass, so be calm. We got a lot of you coming in. We love it. Patty, it's Friday. Going back on a couple of our emails and some of the ones we've got here. Patty, I've watched on TV a couple of times. I've been very impressed watching you on television. I am a young medium starting out. I love your prim and prose, and I've got to tell you, you have a way about you that even when some of the people are not believers, it doesn't bother you a bit. Tell me, did you always have this, or are you just able to teach some of us that it's hard for us to feel foolish when we try to explain something people can't understand?
Oh, no, I wasn't born with this. Heck, I had to work as hard as anybody else.
Uh-oh, the truth match.
No, it is, that's something that's developed. That's with learning and learning, looking inside, looking outside, reading spiritual practices, life age. And the most important thing is not taking it too seriously, but knowing it's extraordinarily important and serious. And then not taking it too seriously. If you
that.
Can follow that philosophy, you got it. You could do anything.
I think it's so beautiful. Patty, you know, being the first lady of the cult, those of you know that, she's been coined that for many years.
Yeah.
It is very true. You know, you brought out the word seance. You brought out the word magic. Then you brought out the word witchcraft. Now you're bringing out Green Man in your spare time laughing about it on TV. And I remember when I first got with you, even a couple of years ago, we were watching it, and Patty's doing this thing. My girlfriend Kay's going, look at this. We're watching this video. Patty's talking to Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, all these people. We have these people in this video going, we're a little freaked out. We don't know what's going on with this woman. And Patty's laughing, joking. And that's how I've seen you enrich so many people. So my hat goes off to you as a colleague and a friend. But I tease you, Patty. You know, you've got so many people who look up to you. I'm so glad you're doing the work you're doing, because it's helping a lot of, like, the past person that just wrote us learn about how to do this. You guys that are doing this work, remember, it was not that long ago where even if you said the word psychic, people would put a little hex up to you, they would run and they would go try to get holy water or something just for the fear of what you were going to do. It's all within the 2000 that we've come out even more in the world that we are light and helping individuals. I laugh, or like that song of Cher, that people would come around and lay their money down, but they didn't want their friends to know they were doing it at one time, too. Skype, we love you. How are you, Skype? You're on. I don't have your name, but you're a 1-1 angel person.
Yes, hi. Jethro, Patty, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How you been?
I'm blessed and grateful, and happy new year to all. I've been trying to get in for a few days. I want to thank you all for this medium and this show, and for me, you know, to when I've called in and asked, you know, my questions. I want to thank you both, and you know, blessings and blessings and new year. And I just like to find out. It's many things that I have on my mind, but what do you, what's energy-wise is presenting itself to both of you now, or something that I should focus on for the first 3 months or 6 months, or I'll ask it in that way.
First of all, I got to teach you, Patricia. You know what it's like being nice to the cook. The best thing to do is to tell the guy with the button on the radio the compliment you just gave us, because now I love you. I got to keep you. You're never going to get out of here. Me and Patty are going to keep you, and you're now our sister for life. And I'm teasing, but I love you differently. I just really feel the love for you. May I go first, Patty?
Yes, please.
This is a perfect thing for a New Year's for those of you who've never done this or would like to. Just exactly what you just heard Patricia say. Listen to the archives, because what you've got there, you just opened yourself to the universe. I do see many strengths coming in for Patricia. I see it starting in January and February, the work's happening with the books and the work you've put into the knowledge. You are a little bit in trouble with one of your guides. They're telling me you've got to start to relax and get the stress out. There's something going on. You're retaining stress in about your eighth or ninth disc. I feel like something's going on with your back a little bit there. You've got to learn to bring that energy and do it. You're working constantly on putting strength up. The guys are so proud of you that you have learned to handle the emotion we were talking about earlier with the yellow. But you have to be a little careful, because there's something with you and Cupid that is still... It's like the little operation game. I see them like wanting to touch your funny bone, and no, because there's something going on here with you with love. They're telling me that this year is going to be where you get to see the real sunset and realize that how many people love you in many different ways is what they tell me this year will bring.
Okay.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing, going along with what Jethro said, is that where you're really coming into your power in a whole bunch of new ways, going that next step. It's like you're at a crossroads of the next step. You've been preparing and preparing and preparing, but it's that jumping in with both feet,
okay,
next step that you're really there with, and that's going to change everything. Because you've certainly been marching forward beautifully, but I all of a sudden I see a little bit of hesitation pulled off, and a little bit of that final trust that you're just going to, like, jump into the deep end. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't want my guides or anybody else to to be out of sorts with me. So yeah, and I'm full-time student, and the semester ended last couple of weeks ago, so I'm just resting for a couple more weeks and returning back. But, you know, just really probably taking a few less classes and just really strengthening myself up spiritually and psychically. Yeah, because I too am a very highly sensitive and empathic person. Oh, but anyway, thank you very much. Is that it, or?
Yes, Patricia, they're telling me to make sure and let you know that you need to charge your jewelry, anything you wear, anything around because of your empath, to make sure you get yourself a little crystal pad. That, after those of you know, those are little pieces of a crystal, like, you know, the light crystals, and put that on there. Because at night, you're taking so much energy, you need to charge your stuff because you're working really hard. It's a compliment, but they're saying that way your jewelry and things can charge on that little crystal pad to rejuvenate for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And thank you all
love
both
you.
Again.
Thank you.
We are wild, and we're helping as many as we can, and we can't help it if we love you. But you know what's going on tonight? It's Friday.
Oh, the leprechauns have arrived.
I've had all the voices tonight. I do have a very little bit of Irish. I
like it.
Thank you.
That's the old furniture.
Now, that's something, Patty, we'll have for Jeopardy. Now, I'm going to get you, those of you that are tuning in to 2015, you love the Psychic's Gone Wild games. You went crazy over Psychic Monopoly. You've enjoyed Psychic Bingo. We've even played Psychic Trivia. Now we're doing Psychic Jeopardy. So you know how you play Jeopardy. They give you the answer, and then you've got to come up with the question to win the prize. Patty, for 100 points, is Patty Negri actually Irish?
Am I supposed to answer that?
Yes. For them to know, so when we play it.
Oh, no, I don't believe if I have any Irish in it, I'm not aware of it, and it's a very small part. It's not how I identify myself.
Okay, now see, now you guys have that one there that's put in. That won't be qualified because it has to be true in Jeopardy. So you guys are learning to play, and we're learning together. I have a lot of people writing it. Write in your answer, and then we will do it over the show, and then when we get ready in February, there'll be the contestants. We do have people vying for that. Go to psychicsgumball.com. If you are a Patty fan, or Jan Bachdrakey, or Jethro Smith, get in. But I got to warn you, you got to be in, because we will be throwing in, after the first three names are gone, then those people get to step down, and the winner will have to go through Psychic's Gone Wild. So when you get into Angie Mitchell, who's only done four shows, you may have to work a little harder, or Chris, Intuitive Chris, who's Chris White, because he's done 2 month shows. So you guys have fun, but we're going to pick winners from the top three. So it's going to be fun. We've also got a vote right now. The highest one is asking if Patty Negri and Jan Bachdrakey could be hostesses on the show and help with the guests. That's an idea. We'll work on that. They'll get together. Let me get that with everybody coordinated. A lot of you guys I love you guys that are trivia players, because they love the games and they come up with the stuff sometimes, and sometimes I help with it. But yeah, that's a good idea. We will be giving away great prizes. And for those of you who just saw what we did for the cardatures, we're doing goals this month. We're working with it. And our lovely Patty came up with this great idea, setting goals and working with it. Patty, would you like to help some of our new listeners that are learning about goals, and what is your ideas on the year for 2015?
My idea is however you choose to do it, whether you want to make a list of things you want to add or you want to do as things, is, wow, are you hearing that, or is that just me?
There is something I'm hearing. What does it sound?
All I hear is big, but I'm going to talk through it anyway, because if nobody else is hearing it, then you can hear me. The most important thing is the clear picture of what you want. So however that is, that's why some people work with vision boards or listing or prayers or affirmations or repeating. The crystal clear vision of what you have, that you could smell it and taste it and feel it. I have this abundance in money. I have the figure I want. I have the kind of job I want. Again, if you're foggy in how that looks, you're going to live into something foggy. So find a method, and there's a million right ones, that for you to get the crystal clear picture of intent.
Very true. And those of you who are tuning in, we started this last night with the goals. Remember that there's a difference between a bucket list and a goal. A goal usually is steps and working out to make those goals obtainable in the year. A bucket list is something you put in the things in your life you intend to do. It's good to mix the both. And as we were discussing last night, putting a picture up, making it more materialistic and, you know, working with that. I know that a lot of us, a lot of times, especially with the spiritual part of doing a reading, will work with the individual on those goals. So check that out with your reader. I had a lady tell me, she goes, there's lots of fortune tellers out there, Jethro. What makes you unique? And it's like, I'm not just telling your fortune. I'm working with you to help free will work with the energy. And when you're working with your guides, a lot of times you'll feel that gut feeling. Now, if it's saying, grab the $20,000 check, write it, and you can run, there might be a little problem with your guide if you don't have that in the bank. But if you're having a little bit of energy and it's working with you, common sense will go a long way with what we're working with. So those of you writing that are making me laugh, like Jethro, you guys and Patty are just so much fun. Sometimes you make me feel just frivolous. I want to go out and dance in the moon. Go dance in the moon. Then that's what the guys are telling you. And that female energy of Grandmother Moon will be there to help you. I do apologize to you guys. We're having something. I can hear it. It's coming through the phone. But it's, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's a technical difficulty. Blog Talk Radio is working as hard as they can, and I know Skype, but we are having something. I can hear it too. Those of you tuned in, if you got kicked off, call back, 773-897-6461. I've had some friends write me and say, Jethro, you and Patty's show is so difficult sometimes to hear. We are working on that, and I am clicking a button over here at the same time. So if you hear other things, that's our technical support. They're here working on it. I've got a person asking here, Patty, I don't know why, but I was told that my aunt was golden energy. Is it possible that some individuals go over to the mediumship and cannot be read? Because we have tried 6 seances and nobody's been able to talk to my aunt.
Sure. Sure, that's certainly possible. I don't know how that compares to golden energy, because that's just a form of energy, the very high form. Golden energy, but there is, I've tried to contact people who just didn't want to be contacted, and there could be different reasons. Maybe they've just really moved on, or they don't, people need to contact them for some reason, or they have no interest in going back. So that can be one person. Literally, that person's spirit is feeling it's not beneficial, or there's not a reason. Not that they don't like you or don't care about you. Maybe they think it would be a detriment. Maybe they think it would, you would become dependent upon it, or somebody within that group would become dependent on it and start living for that instead of in the real world. You know, some people wise up on the other side and they see like, oh, you're not going to let your kid run across the street, you know, on the freeway without holding their hand. And some people, it, you know, working with mediumship is not for everybody. So it really could be them looking at somebody or everybody within that seance space or that mediumship space, or else maybe they've just really have moved on to a different place that they don't want to.
I love Patty with you being here. Thank you. I have a client here, Nina, had asked me to ask this. So those of you tuning in from Tampa that are down there, have fun. We're here tonight. And Nina, I'm going to ask that question now of Patty. Nina has been having an experience for 6 years, Patty. She has had 2 individuals that have nothing in her family, no one has known of them, come to her repeatedly. She did a little bit of investigating here and found out that one of the gentlemen had passed away, actually, over 6 miles from where she lives. There was no correlation. The other gentleman had passed away over 2 miles. What's happening is they keep coming to her. She has no mediumship abilities. She's not certain what to do. She's asking you, what advice would you give her to make her friendly visitors stay away? It's not very comfortable for her lover.
Okay. Well, if she is seeing these deceased people, guess what? She has mediumship abilities. She maybe hasn't worked with them or developed them. It's like speaking a language that you don't know how to speak yet, or seeing things that you don't know how to work with. But most, but if they, even if they're friendly, but if you don't want them there, you ask them to leave. You command them to leave. You explain to them, this is our realm of existence. This is my biggest thing working with this always. They have to play by our rules here. If they're coming in because you're allowing it, or when people become victims, even with bad spirits coming in, they give up the power to that spirit. This is our realm. Play by it. You say, no, you cannot come here. You know, you can work with sigils and protective stones and herbs and all sorts of things, but just as powerful as anything is you going, you are not allowed in my home, in my space, in my room. You are banned from here. I wish you well. Go to the light. Go away. You can't come here. And guess what? They'll go away. But you have to believe it. You have to believe it.
Oh, there's the answer, because that, and that makes sense, and that there is what I've seen a lot of individuals, and I agree with Patty and what she's saying, because I've seen a lot of times, and I've had other people, we have a person, for instance, that we have worked with who keeps having this happen to her, who's haunted her house and other things, but wanting that attention. If there's a part of you that desires to have people notice this, or like you said, with your ability, turn the mediumship into something with it. Patty chose one of the strongest careers. My respect to her, and those of you know that I've read that, it scared me as an adult. I was like, you know, let them stay over there. They're spooking me. And what I love now, what's happening, is that Patty's putting energy on it. But if it is, and you have some of this work with your abilities, we've proven with the sixth sense, you can turn that energy into something that will even manifest into something that you're more comfortable with. I love it. You guys are tuning in. We've got friends over here. I'm in Australia, Jethro. I'm listening to this show. You and Patty have something going on. I think the winds from the tides are turning. I love you dearly. But please make the tidal wave stop. It's got my ear ringing shell songs. Okay, we'll work with this. I don't know what it is. It's energy. I think it's the element. 619, you are fine. How would you like to come in, 619? They're ordering at McDonald's. I will let them go back to that order. I hope they get a Pepsi. It's always the best to drink. We're 7:06. We're going wilder with another one. We got a few minutes left. We're trying to get in people. I do laugh, but I've had someone write to me and say, Jethro, is it possible that you and Patty have something from the other side trying to do sounds? Earlier, I swear that I heard my father tell me that it was okay now. For some reason, I feel like I should cry. My father and me did not get along, and now I feel like he is trying to say something to me earlier on the show. Is it possible when you two are working that you actually have opened something, or maybe someone is trying to help you open it?
Well, spirits do like electronics, good, bad, or indifferent, because it's very easy. If everything is energy, you know, whether you're talking spirit guides, angels, you know, ghosts, you know, disembodied, whatever that is, everything is energy. And there's something really easy about these wireless or wired lines and computers and stuff. That's why they adopted all this stuff to when we go on ghost hunts and stuff, like EMF meters and all those things are versions of electronics. So I don't know that we've per se opened up something, because I'm really careful about being aware of what's here and not here and what gets to come in and what isn't. Pretty warded. I use warding. But because of everybody on this call and what we're talking about, and Jethro, they can certainly mess with her stuff. And if your father had a message for you, yes, hear it. That's for you.
And it is a belief. Now, you guys know the belief that when two come together, it's very much with the higher energy. I have had individuals for years that have worked with two people together for different reasons. Good example, you want to have this healing. You have got something that's very intense. You bring two strong individuals together, that energy is going to do that for. So for three is a very healing number. Think of the Holy Trinity very much. So I do laugh. We've learned through this time in Patty, like, we'll joke and we'll say, okay, we got a sound. I also got something earlier that was gurgling, and I've not had children that size around for a while, thank goodness. So I know that there is something happening here with the energy. See, it's trying to cut out. It's trying to stop me. Sometimes they want to play. So let them play. Have a good time with it. I laugh at the one. Patty, I know that you talked about apples before in love. Is it true that if I make a cinnamon apple pie in the right way, I might be able to find the person I love? For some reason, I've been having this notion that an apple pie is going to make the lover I want come about. Does this make any sense, or am I just playing in my own head?
No, heck, sure, yeah. Again, you, number one, have to believe it. Number one, put that intent of finding your perfect love into that pie. Passionately enjoy that pie or share that pie with friends and loved ones. That's magic. That's just as magic, as good a magic as, you know, any other kind of magic. Because, again, it's that crystal clear view of that thing. Cinnamon itself, all about love. Apples, all about love, connection. So you betcha.
Love that. Patty, you have taught us so much. You've helped us so much with this money, with love, and we've got the energy. And those of you tuning in, remember, we were joking last night when we turned it into a food show. If you break your noodles, if they say it's unfortunate for love, but if you break your noodles and put it in salad, we had a big tease last night when we got into the different foods. I would like to encourage all of you on doing the fun of it. It is like a recipe. How do those great things get made? Patty brought it up a couple of shows ago. Sit down, work with it, make it fun. Now, I was an example. We put Jasmine together when I was a teenager. We did something silly, me and a friend, and we were warned not to do a love spell. We did the love spell. We were going through puberty. We thought we knew our stuff. The girl ended up being really silly. We ended up, I was afraid of hurting her feelings. We ended up having conversations that were not so good. Long story short, her and her friends disliked me. I learned years ago not to do a love spell. I learned my lesson, dear Lord. But what I come out with it is there are things that you can do and play with. Patty, would you tell them, I know you've told us about candle dancing. Tell them some of the fun magic things they can try today that it's not going to hurt anything if they do, but they're more fun to play with, they can work on.
Yeah, nothing is going to hurt. I mean, yes, lighting candles, working with fun herbs like cinnamon and sweets and spicy things, apples, how you cut your parsley, stirring clockwise versus counterclockwise and putting that love into it. And any of it is good magic if it is not on a specific person. If it's on a specific person, no matter how sweet it sounds, it's dark magic because you don't have that person's permission. Bob, fall in love with me. Bob, fall in love with me. Unless you get Bob's permission to do that spell, and if you do, then he's probably okay with it. Otherwise, it's manipulative magic. But if you just talk to the universe, talk to God, talk to the spirits, talk to the angels, wow, I want somebody who loves me. I need somebody, a good sense of humor, and he's smart, or this, or that, or she does this, she loves me. Going that way, then the universe is going to bring you that perfect person. But even if you are madly, madly in love with Bob, don't. That would be the worst relationship ever, just like what Jethro said. That's manipulative magic. Don't do it. But bake pies to bring you your lover. Light candles. Carve hearts in candles. Make sigils. Write things out. Put catnip on the front of your door. Catnip always draws love.
Oh, really? Yay.
Yeah.
I love cats, and I've had cats, but the catnip to me has been a very good thing to grow. I will try that because I feel it's very positive for the blessings. I've had people tease me with vanilla bean. I do have a relationship, but I do love the positive, unconditional love. And I've had individuals say that, and I've heard that if you continually keep putting that positive, just like you do with an energy, it doesn't hurt to have that many people with Venus carrying and doing it unconditional. I feel it's changed the world. You see how individuals in different places, by your positive gesture, changes that ripple. So I love all of you guys who are tuning in. We've got a lot of you going. I do love you. 706-561-619-318. I think 619 is still at McDonald's. 209-315-786-661. We love you guys. We're running on time here. Go to psychicsgonewild.com and get that reading. Patty, I know it's that time of the year. Everybody wants a New Year's reading. If you want to get one of the best things about Capricorn right now is get in the first 21 to 22 days of January, get your reading. Even if you just get a piece of a reading, it starts you out in a very good sign because the goat is an earth sign, which brings the practicality to here and now. It also is Saturn, which is the planet of karma, bringing your work to your path. So any of you guys who haven't gotten it, I know you have a couple spaces, Patty. I think you said your schedule, I know it's wild, but if someone were to get a hold of you, could they get in here and get a reading real soon?
Yes, they can. They can. They certainly can. Always make time for people.
See, we all do that. We love all of you guys. I've got you guys writing in the things. We do love the videos. Please send them to me. I'm looking forward to them. I know Russell has a new one. We've all heard that it's out there. He's right now, he likes to promote a little bit before he sends it to us because of all of his friends that like how he likes Patty. It's become a wild tradition that Russell, the fan of Patty. But we love you guys. Please don't forget to make sure that you do this safely. I want to give out a prize tonight, and I have got Cherie Prout. I hope I'm saying that right, but it's Cherie. I will be sending it to you. Congratulations. You won the rose quartz tonight. I hope it gives you as much unconditional love as the stone is claimed to do. Patty, anything you want to tell these people before they pushes out that wonderful door?
No, just I put up that catnip for a really fun little attraction spell on the chat room if anybody's there. And we have a full moon on Sunday if anybody wants to do any full moon magic like the dollar burning spell or love or to really set some of your goals and intents for the new year. Fabulous full moon on Sunday.
Great. You guys remember, you can find us at
PattyNegri.com, PattyNegri. You can find us both at Psychics Gone Wild and Jethro.
You can find me at www.jethrosmith.net or jethrosmith.org, depending on which part of the country you look up. I'm doing two towns. It's a wild thing. Love you guys, and we will stay wild. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Happy New Year.